As Jesus was returning to Capernaum with his disciples, he began to prepare them for his coming sufferings and death, but they did not understand what he meant. The apostles, like all the people of Israel, were waiting for a victorious Messiah, a great liberator, who would reign triumphantly from Jerusalem. Instead, Jesus announced that he would be rejected by his people and would have to suffer many things and be put to death, but that he would rise from the dead on the third day. Unable to comprehend his words, the disciples began to argue among themselves. When they reached Capernaum and had gone into the house, Jesus asked them what they had been talking about. They had been arguing about which of them would be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus knew that, so he sat down and called the 12 and began to teach them. He told them the true greatness in the kingdom belongs to the meek and lowly in heart. If anyone wants to be first, he said, he must be the very last and the servant of all. Then taking a little child into his arms, he told them that unless they came to God as a little child, they would not enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, he said, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom. Dependence upon God, obedience, and humility are essential to spiritual growth and greatness among God's people. And Jesus added, whoever welcomes a little child in my name welcomes me. Then he gave a strong warning against harming children or young believers and causing them to sin. It would be better, he said, for a man to have a millstone tied round his neck and to be drowned in the sea than to cause one of these little ones who believe in me to sin. In figurative language, Jesus strongly advised his followers to remove whatever might be a stumbling block for themselves or for others, even at the cost of painful sacrifices, symbolized in the Lord's teaching by the loss of an eye, a hand, or a foot, should these be the cause of sin. It is better for you, he said, to enter life maimed, crippled, or with one eye, than to be thrown into hell fire. Likewise, the least kindness done in the name of Jesus would not lose its reward. Jesus then gave his followers the assurance of his continuing presence. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, he said, there am I in the midst of them. And if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. Jesus taught the infinite value of the human soul in God's eyes. For the Son of Man came to save what was lost, he said. Speaking about forgiveness, he stressed the need for a forgiving spirit among God's people. Peter said to him, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to 7 times? Jesus answered, I tell you, not 7 times, but 70 times 7. If your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault. If he listens, you have won your brother over. To illustrate his teaching on forgiveness, Jesus told a parable. The kingdom of heaven, he said, is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. A man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that his wife and children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. The servant fell on his knees before him. Be patient with me, he implored, and I will pay back everything. The servant's master took pity on him, cancelled his debt, and let him go. As he went out, he met one of his fellow servants, who owed him 100 pence. He grabbed him by the neck, saying, pay back what you owe me. His fellow servant fell to his knees and implored him to be patient, and I will pay you back, he said. But the man refused. Instead, he had the servant thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. The other servants were very upset about this, and went and told their master, who called the man in and said, you wicked servant, I cancelled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant, just as I had on you? And in anger, the king turned him over to the jailers until he could pay back all he owed. Then Jesus added, this is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you, unless you forgive your brother from your heart. Next episode, Jesus ends his ministry in Galilee.